According to federal data, about one in four high schoolers in Alaska doesn't graduate, giving Alaska the sixth lowest graduation rate in the country. But what about students who do graduate? State economists in the Alaska Department of Labor tracked thousands of Alaska grads and published a Where Are They Now in this month's Alaska Economic Trends.
We use the permanent fund dividend records in order to match all the different data sets together.
Yancy Lee led the research. Of the roughly 7,000 people who graduated from Alaska high schools in 2005, he was able to match about 6,000 of them to data from the State Departments of Labor and Education. This study differs from others because it looks at people who graduated from Alaska high schools, whereas census data looks at all Alaska residents, whether they graduated in state or not. Of the class of 2005, 37% went on to finish college within 10 years. That's two-year or four-year degrees.
It's difficult to gauge whether or not that's a good thing or a bad thing. When you look at census numbers, we're not very different than what's expected. You know, college education isn't for everyone.
The data show that prior to graduation, students who don't go to college earn more than those who do. But after graduation, it flips. Those with degrees start earning more at a faster rate. 3 years after graduating, they're earning about 16% more. The top 10 employment industries for those with some or no college are roughly the same. College graduates, on the other hand, have a much wider range of occupations. Lee says the Department of Labor hopes to run the study again as more data becomes available.